WMAL News at 11. Good morning, I'm Steve Burns.
I would ask, this is a Sunday, everyone going to church, if you've been or you're not going, say a prayer for these people involved.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster now says 116 people were injured when an Amtrak train crashed into a freight train just outside Columbia early this morning. Many of those injuries look to be minor. The two people killed were both Amtrak personnel, he says.
The first engine of the freight train, of course, was torn up, and the single engine of the passenger train, the Amtrak train, which was headed south, was barely recognizable. It's quite a crash.
The NTSB is headed to the scene. Train 91 was en route from New York to Miami. It stopped at Union Station yesterday afternoon. Loudoun County authorities are looking for help in solving the murders of a mother and her adult son in their home in Aldi last week. The sheriff's office says Mala and Rishi Manwani were found shot to death early Thursday morning, saying the double shooting may have been related to potential criminal activity going on in the home. They did not elaborate what that meant. They also haven't said if they have any suspects, though they do think the victims likely were targeted. A former intelligence official says this past week's release of the GOP memo is cause for concern, regardless of what it says. The FBI didn't want it released, and that should have held some weight, says former CIA Director Leon Panetta.
You have to have a relationship of trust between the president and those who are responsible for enforcing the law, the Justice Department and the FBI. And if that trust breaks down, then I think it does undermine the rule of law in this country. And that, in effect, creates a crisis.
Panetta on Fox News Sunday this morning. Maybe a slippery ride out to your Super Bowl party this afternoon. Snow and sleet's moving into the area from west to east. Andrew Snyder at the National Weather Service.
Certainly, in terms of any icy glaze, the greatest threat will be north and west of the D.C. area, but especially at right around the time of the precipitation starts. And the midday, people should be aware of icy spots developing.
He says it'll all be turning into rain by mid-afternoon, then we start drying out in the early evening. We'll check the full WMAL Weather Channel forecast coming up. No surprise here, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady took home NFL MVP honors for the third time ahead of his eighth career Super Bowl appearance tonight.
In a team sport like football, you certainly can't achieve anything as an individual without incredible teammates and incredible coaches who have really committed so much to our team this year.
Begrudging Vikings fans who bought tickets hoping to see the hometown team in the big game are running out of time to resell their tickets.
A few weeks ago, Minnesota Vikings fans were snapping up Super Bowl tickets at peak prices as their team was poised to be the first in NFL history to play a Super Bowl in their home stadium. But the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC Championship took that chance away. So Vikings fan Min Nguyen is going to stay away.
Seeing the team that, you know, beat us to get there, and I think I just would be too upset.
Nguyen plunked down $10,000 for his ticket package. He's trying to sell the package, but refuses to do so to Eagles fans.
I'm bitter.
That bitterness might sting a bit. He'll have a hard time breaking even. Still, no way he'll sell to a Philly fan. Jim Roop, Minneapolis.
If you're looking to celebrate or commiserate with fellow fans, there are plenty of bar options for you in the D.C. area, including some catering to Pats and Eagles fans. D.C. Tap House is an Eagles bar, and assistant manager Jack Sullivan says it was rocking 2 weeks ago for the NFC Championship.
It was insanely crowded in here. We had a DJ for the post game, and everybody stayed for like another 3 hours after the game and partied all night. And we're going to be doing the same thing for the Super Bowl. Hopefully they win, and then we'll have a DJ rocking it out with everybody.
We'll check traffic and weather next.
If you're one of the many WMAL listeners who received an Amazon Echo for Christmas, congratulations. Now you can listen to WMAL anywhere you want. Here's how to set up your Amazon Echo. First, enable WMAL on your device. Simply say, Alexa, enable the WMAL skill. You only need to do it once. Alexa, enable the WMAL skill. Then, whenever you want to listen, simply say, Alexa, play WMAL. That's Alexa, play WMAL. It's that simple. Thanks for listening to WMAL.
Only one event unites the world. The 2018 Winter Olympics.
And there it is! Shaun White, double gold. Boy, does he deliver.
See the world's best.
Lindsey Vonn is a gold medalist.
And see the world at its best.
To the finish, Mikayla Shiffrin wins gold for the U.S.
The 2018 Winter Olympics, coming February 8th, only on NBC.
Try something different this Valentine's Day. Stay in. Give the gift that will transform your bedroom into a luxury suite night after night. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We make the world's softest, most comfortable sheets. The sheets three U.S. presidents have. They arrive beautifully packaged, making them perfect for Valentine's. Try them risk-free for a month. Get $50 off your first set, plus free shipping with promo code DOES. BollAndBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L andbranch.com, promo code DOZ.
At 11:05, back into the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center we go with Steve Greenfield.
Hey, Steve Burns. We have a crash southbound on the BW Parkway at Route 100. Delays go back to 195. Construction in Northwest on Constitution Avenue, 15th Street. Delays northbound Columbia Pike between the Capitol Beltway and University Boulevard. And we're down to the single digits northbound on South Capitol Street from Washington Avenue to D Street. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some snow, some rain out there. Looks to be a north-south dividing line at the moment, turning into just rain for all of us by mid-afternoon, then drying out this evening. Highs around 40, down to the 20s overnight tonight. Tomorrow looking sunny in the mid-30s. Tuesday, we're partly cloudy, mid-40s. Wednesday, back to rain, low 50s. Right now, 32 in Centerville, 36 in Waldorf, we're 33 here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This is such a blow to investors. Do it right now. Breaking news.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets and Wall Street money traps. If you're worried, unsure, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Call Coach Pete and the team at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
Well, hello, America. This week on the Financial Safari, we're going to talk about the five L's of retirement. What does that mean? Well, you'll find out here on the show, as well as the seven financial blind spots. That and much more this week on the Financial Safari. Hi, this is Coach Pete. And if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Welcome in, folks. This is going to be an exciting show. I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb, and in studio with me is two-time best-selling author, one of those books being a book he actually wrote alongside Steve Forbes. He's also the president of the International Association of Registered Financial Consultants. He's a 25-year veteran in the financial arena, and he is also a registered fiduciary. I like to keep it simple and just call him the coach. Welcome into Coach Pete Deruta. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing well. Also in studio with us, we have 24-year planner Marty Hensley. He is a former UNC basketball star. We also have Steve Siddall, better known as Chopper. How are you guys doing?
Doing well.
Doing great.
Good. Now, Coach, you have some exciting news. I wanted to bring this stuff up. You have received an award for a new movie. You were actually at a Hollywood premiere this last week, weren't you?
We call it the director's cut. And what it does is we show the movie in Hollywood, and then the director cuts some of it. But if, as it goes now, I'm in this movie, which is pretty cool. It's called The Walk-On Story, the story of Rudy.
Okay.
And if you've ever seen the movie Rudy, which was 25 years ago, that's why we've come out with this one now. To 25-year anniversary of the movie Rudy.
I love it. Well, congratulations. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Congratulations.
I love it. Yeah,
love the movie. Look forward to this.
So looking forward to winning an ESPY for that, you know, and an Emmy for that, too.
Absolutely.
So
as a part of this, you got to meet the Rudy as well. I know we actually had him on the show a while back. That had to have been a fun experience.
Yeah, now I've known Rudy for a while, and 5 years ago at the 20-year anniversary, I met the real actor Rudy,
which everybody thinks
is the Rudy.
Sure.
The cool thing is I'm bigger than both of those guys.
Are you really? Oh,
and
that's
so
funny.
Rudy was playing football at Notre Dame. I guess I could have played football at
Notre
Dame.
There you go, right?
So it's a fun time. Yeah, fun time. It was had by all. The movie's going to be great. It's going to be about an hour and a half. It'll be out in March of 2018.
I love it. That's fantastic, Coach. Now you had me a little bit concerned with the teaser. We were talking about a bunch of L's with retirement planning. And, hey, listen, there was a stat that was thrown across my desk earlier that said, you know what, and it's kind of scary, actually, when I read this. It said that 65.2% of adults, I'm going to include that 0.2%
in there. Look at that 0.2.
have less than $1,000 in cash or savings accounts.
Yeah, it's kind of scary, isn't it?
Whew, yeah.
Marty, when we were in college, we didn't have much money, but we've survived. Yeah. But I don't want retirement to be like that.
Yeah, at that point, we're students, so we're not expected to save a lot at that point.
No. So, Steve, I mean, you talk to people that are hitting retirement. When they hit retirement, they really can't pull that switch or flip that switch unless they have money put aside.
You've got to have money on the side.
And it's worrisome that so many people, that was a worry. I don't like statistics, by the way, but that's one that I really don't like because I don't like what it says.
Exactly, yeah, me included.
Now, a lot of people have 401ks they're not taking advantage of. Mm. And by the way, folks, you should listen to the 401k show with America's 401k shows out there. That's what Steve and I do every week, too.
That's right.
But it's showing people how to save money in your 401ks. Mm. But once you put money in, this is where the trouble happens. It's not just the fact that people aren't saving in the 401k. They're not saving the right way.
Oh, really?
Put the money in there.
Wow.
And Marty, it seems like every single week we're sitting down with folks, helping them manage their 401k, telling them where they really should have their money. Some people are way over risk, and some people aren't taking enough risk in their 401k.
That's exactly right. That's one of the reasons to come in to see us and be sure that you're taking the amount of risk that's commensurate with your age, your goals, and objectives.
Yep.
Exactly.
I've got a 99-page book for all radio listeners. I think I'll give the offer out right now for anyone who wants one. It's How to Retire Worry-Free. 99 pages, folks. If you're worried about running out of money in retirement, if you're not sure if you have enough money put aside for retirement, if you don't even want to think about retirement but want a book that'll really show you what you should be talking about, this will be the book for you. Yeah. And we'll also address assisted living, you know, with the long-term care costs that we need to identify before we reach retirement, because a lot of people are hitting retirement with what they think is enough money for the way they're living right now. But here's what I've seen over my course. And you said you're 32?
33, yeah.
33, and your whole life, your grandparents have been retired.
They have.
And you've probably seen, like, your grandpa probably can't do everything he used to be able to do.
No, he couldn't, no.
And so we always fight it. We're humans by nature. We don't want to have to depend on anybody else.
Oh,
but
no,
as we get older, our mental capacities slip, maybe, and of course, our physical capacities. I woke up with a hurt back today, but, you know, I don't know what happened. I rolled out of the bed wrong. So I'm only 51. Oh, so I can only imagine being 91 or 81 and that kind of thing. Then so you have to pay for more things. Mm-hmm. So we need to build plans that will increase our retirement income every single year throughout our retirement. Later on in the show, we're going to talk about the five L's in retirement. I'll tease you with what they are right now. One is lifetime retirement income. That's L. Liquidity, having money you can get at any time. That's another L. Loss mitigation, making sure that if we have a bad market environment, you don't have all your money exposed to the bad forces. Again, have an offensive lineman, a whole team of offensive linemen around your money, making sure they're protecting it, sort of like they do a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Unlucky longevity or lucky. So we don't know about how long we're going to live. Are we lucky or unlucky? Do we have enough money put aside? Those are some L's. And then loved ones. How are we going to make sure that our loved ones are taken care of when we reach retirement? And those are all good points. We're going to talk about each one later on in the show, as well as when we come back, we're going to talk about something called Diagnosis Retirement. And I'm very happy about this new segment that Steve Siddall's done, our financial newsman.
Yeah.
Now, I want to make this offer, though, for everyone out there. Folks, if you are at all concerned about your retirement, if you are putting money away, and we'll assume that you're one of the people that are saving for retirement, not some in that statistic that Thomas talked about earlier. What was that number again, Thomas?
That's right. It was 65.2% of people out there have less than $1,000 saved for retirement.
Wow, that's scary. That's scary. But if you're one of the 30-some percent that are saving for retirement, and if you're one of the next 15 callers who call in right now, we're going to create a one-page financial review for you. Now, this review, it'll indicate if you're in need of a full-blown retirement plan or not, and this review is over $1,000 value. Now, we're going to give it away to the next 15 people, no cost, no obligation. Again, if you're one of the next 15 people who call in with at least $200,000 saved for retirement. Now, our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million, but as long as you have $200,000 put aside, we can help you diagram and diagnose the proper retirement. Now, what this consists of is taking the mystery out of the financial and retirement planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. Folks, the most important part of any map is that little X showing you where you're starting from. We also run a fee report that'll help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. There's a lot of hidden fees out there. We can do analysis of that. We can identify financial termites. We can exterminate them too. And we can, if we can reduce those fees and expenses and commissions, we'll show you by just simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience what we call dramatic growth potential. If you eliminate fees, you increase your return. It's simple math.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple physics, too. What goes up must come down. But if you eliminate the gravity out of it, the financial gravity, get rid of that, there's never anything pulling down. And financial gravity forces are fees, expenses, commissions, always pulling your portfolio down. We could eliminate that. We'll also perform a tax analysis that could reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes. Another form of financial gravity pulling you down is overpaying on taxes. So if, picture you're in one of those balloons and you're constantly sinking, but you can throw those sandbags over, which are fees, expenses, commission, and taxes, and you can go up in value, not down. We'll also run a customized income plan for you, which utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. And folks, if you do that, you take the worry out of living and planning for retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of the whole retirement and financial planning process. If you're one of the next 15 callers, that's a comprehensive financial review that's over $1,000 value that you will get no cost or obligation if you're one of the next 15 callers.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. 7505.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about the myth of the lowered post-retirement tax bracket.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall. With a potential government shutdown next week, Democratic and Republican lawmakers believe both sides are close to finalizing an immigration deal which would protect DACA recipients and strengthen border security. While deals still have to be hammered out in both the House and Senate, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise said a deal is close.
Obviously, we've got differences on both sides, but let's come together. We're not that far apart, believe it or not, and there's a deal to be made. President Trump wants to get this worked out.
The current government funding bill runs out on February 8th. A California teacher and local politician is under fire for comments that he made during class about the military that students caught on tape. Councilman Gregory Salcedo calling members of the armed services stupid during the rant.
They're not like high-level thinkers. They're not academic people. They're not intellectual people. They're the freaking lowest of our low.
The student who recorded the rant and reported Salcedo says that he was offended because multiple members of his family serve in the military. A huge merger this week between Dr. Pepper Snapple and Keurig Green Mountain. The soda coffee deal worth an estimated $11 billion in annual revenue. That's a whole lot of Dr. Pepper.
I'm a pepper, he's a pepper, she's a pepper. If you drink Dr. Pepper, you're a pepper to be a pepper. Drink Dr. Pepper.
The combined corporate entity will have unrivaled distribution capability to reach virtually every point of sale in North America, that according to a company news release. If you've ever been to Los Angeles, you probably wanted to see the Hollywood sign. It is, after all, one of the biggest tourist attractions in the City of Angels. Just one problem. The neighbors are tired of the traffic and the noise in their neighborhoods, and they want something to be done. One suggestion is to build another sign in a neighboring hillside that can accommodate the crowd. That's not going over well with some tourists.
For a new sign, that's for sure not a good solution. I don't think that people would come.
The sign, built in 1923 originally as a promotion for the Hollywood housing project. Over the years, we all know it's appeared in hundreds of movies and TV shows. In-flight Wi-Fi is about to get a lot faster. As passenger expectations rise and many seatback screens vanish, carriers up their game and your bandwidth. Good news for frequent flyers who curse their Wi-Fi connections mid-flight. The number of carriers with Wi-Fi is up and it's growing. So, who's the best of the best in that category? Well, among the leaders is Delta. They lead the way, having equipped more than 300 aircraft along with United, Continental, and JetBlue. Staying with the theme, how many plumbers does it take to fix an airplane toilet? Well, there isn't a punchline here, but there is a story. You see, a Norwegian flight was headed to Germany with 85 plumbers on board. And you guessed it, the toilet broke. The problem, you see, had to be fixed from outside the plane. Not advisable at 35,000 feet, no matter how many plumbers are on board. That's it for now. For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall.
25-year veteran in the financial arena. He is also a registered fiduciary. Folks, that means he has got your best interest at heart. That is Coach Pete DeRuta, also in studio with us. He is better known as the Chief, but he is our Chief Wealth Strategist here. That is Parker Holland, also with us, Safe Money correspondent Steve Siddall. Welcome in, guys.
Steve is our financial news guy, too, by the way.
That's right.
He is. All the news.
And a master of it, right?
Does
and,
everything.
And so what is Steve's nickname?
So Steve's nickname is, I love this, Chopper.
Yeah.
Well, very old.
Look what I brought into the studio, Chopper.
Well, look at that.
Got a director's chair, right, folks, with Chopper's name on the back.
So. I love it.
Yeah,
nice.
Here you go. Here you go, Stevie.
Thank you.
Yeah. So.
No, he is our news guy, though, and he's actually put together a fantastic segment for us. You guys ready for it?
I am.
All right, here we go.
Welcome to Diagnosis Retirement. I'm your Safe Money correspondent, Steve Siddall, reminding you that the only thing that can go wrong getting to retirement is everything. In today's episode, Here a Hack, There a Hack, Everywhere a Hack Hack, we'll delve into one of the most egregious hacks of personal data ever. It involves the credit reporting company Equifax, and officials announced that the personal information of as many as 143 million Americans was compromised. Everything from your Social Security number, your driver's license, and much more, all bared for the bad guys to seize. We're talking about more than your credit score here, particularly if you are at or near retirement. Imagine this. The crafty hackers take your Social Security number and access your account. They initiate a change of address. And then when you turn 62, they claim your Social Security. When you go to claim what's yours at, say, 65, the SSA tells you you've been taking it for 3 years. It's not as far-fetched as you might think. Thankfully, we've got Coach Pete, a.k.a. Dr. Pete, with a prescription to help you keep safe. And I'm guessing that prescription is not more cowbell.
Nice segment, Steve.
I like that. That was fantastic, yeah.
You know, 143 million people, think about that, their identity at risk. And it's their Social Security numbers, everything. Have you ever pulled a credit report? They know where you lived 25, 30, 50 years ago.
Right. Exactly.
Where you worked, all this kind of stuff's on your credit report. So what can people do about it? Number one, they can get mad a little bit because I really think that some heads need to roll on this. I know people are leaving Equifax. They're resigning or whatever. But that doesn't, you know, maybe a fine, a slap on the wrist. I think some people really need some jail time for this. This is our identity, and we trust these organizations to guard them. So hopefully the other two are doing a better job than Equifax was.
I hope so. Hopefully.
You know, Experian and TransUnion, hopefully they're doing a better job. Who knows? So what can people do about it?
That's a good question.
Well, you can check your I would order my credit report from one of the other two. No need to order one from each of them every single month. But if you order one every 3 months, you can get one every single year, like every 3 months, get a new credit report. Check your credit cards. If you get some mail in the mail that's basically saying congratulations on a new account and you didn't open a new account, you better call that company right away and find out what's going on. Another thing is people can show up to the hospital with your identity and get health care in your name. And then all of a sudden you have, like say somebody has a kidney removed and they say they're you. Well, now when you go into the doctor, they're going to assume you only have one kidney, that kind of thing. Or if they put you on medication, that kind of thing. So be very careful of the medical identity theft. Very scary to me.
It's getting more popular, too.
So very careful. Be careful. Be vigilant. And don't share your information with anybody else. I'm working on a new article right now. I'm writing for the New York Times. We're talking about identity theft. So we'll see if they publish it or not.
Well, I can't wait to see it.
And but
I'm sure
it's step by step.
Advice.
You know, there's certain things, though, that they're out of our control. We trust these organizations just like people trust us when they come in with their financial information. We guard it here. We have a safe and we have shredders and we have cameras and locks and everything. They were just basically letting people in the back door.
Right. So, and I mean, 143 million, chances are you are among them.
Yeah, that's right. And I don't know. And then people were going to check to see if their identity was stolen. And I wouldn't even go. You were going to the site that supposedly was already hacked and putting your information in. So
exactly right. And now they're offering free identity.
Credit monitoring.
Credit monitoring. But
you know what the little disclaimer on that is? No one can protect you completely, but we'll do the best we can. Well, that just basically said they're not going to do anything. I don't like 99% protection. I want 101%.
Yes.
And when they put a disclaimer in, that means that they're not guaranteeing anything.
Well, so. I think you said it best, Coach, and just be vigilant and be aware of what's going on.
All right, so be very careful. I mean, it's concerning to me, Steve. I mean, the places we go to protect our identity are the ones that are basically putting our identity at risk.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about a little bit one of the L's that we were talking about. There's five L's retirement planning, and we call it SMART planning, strategic movement around retirement taxation. So before we left to the break, I said there was like a way to make sure to justify that making a lot of money in retirement is not a bad thing, even though you're in a higher tax bracket, right? So we have in your post-retirement, once you reach retirement, they call that post-retirement, you may be in a higher tax bracket in retirement because you lose mortgage interest deductions if you pay your house off, at-home child exemptions because the children are gone.
Sure.
Retirement plan contributions. Well, now you're retired, so you can't deduct the money you're putting in your retirement plan because you're taking money out, and now you're getting taxed, right? Charitable giving is some people still give in retirement, and they still can get a write-off on that. Student loan interest, though, you probably paid your student loans off. And then you have the RMDs coming out of your retirement accounts. And you know what? That's a required minimum distributions. And every single year, people make a lot of mistakes on this. And if you don't take out what you're supposed to take out, the government hits you with a 50% penalty of what you were supposed to take out. So let's say you were supposed to take out $11,000 and you forgot. Well, the IRS will send you a bill for $5,500 the next year. Whoa. That is ridiculous, because if you take money out of your retirement accounts too early, it's a 10% penalty. If you don't take money out, which you're not doing anything wrong, they hit you with a 50% penalty. And the idea is they want you to take money out so they can tax you on that money. You know, that's what it is. You've put money in. You've got a tax write-off. You've built that money up. All that money comes out taxable. All right, so the secret is to make sure to convert some of that money from taxable to tax-free and to put in order a spend and leave program. We're going to, when we come back on the next site, we're going to talk about what a spend and leave program is. We've even got a case study with Parker Holland, our chief strategist, going to talk about that. But what I want to do, I want to make sure people are on the right track. And folks, if you're one of the next 20 callers who call in right now, we're going to do a one-page financial review. This will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial or retirement plan. And keep in mind, this review, after we do all the work we do and all the man hours going into it and everything we give you, is over, well over, $1,000 value. Probably closer to $2,500, but we say $1,000. That's money you're going to save by not spending. Put it that way. So it's not going to cost you a penny. It'll cost you gas money to come to our office. But you'll like our office because we'll give you coffee and donuts and cookies. We have all sorts of goodies in our office. But if you're one of the next 20 callers who call right now, absolutely free, complimentary, that's that review. And if you must have at least about $200,000 or so saved for retirement for this to work for you. And our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million. But we never turn anyone away as long as they're showing that they are trying. Folks, if you're trying to get to retirement and you're trying by saving money, we'll show you the right place to put that money. We're not going to penalize you for not having $1 million. But what this consists of, it's taking the mystery out of the financial and retirement planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. We'll also run a fee report that will help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is truly costing you. There's a lot of hidden fees out there people don't realize. We call them financial termites. We need to get rid of those. And if we do that, it'll take a lot of the anchors away from your portfolio, and you should experience dramatic growth potential. We're also going to perform a tax analysis. Now, this will reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes all the way through retirement. We'll even help you by running a customized income plan. This is the most important part of any financial plan. It turns it into a retirement plan. It utilizes proven strategies and techniques, which could turbocharge your retirement income. And if you do that, folks, you take the worry out of living in retirement. If you're not worried about where the money's coming from and it's automatically coming, we call it the green flag on the mailbox, each and every year to your mailbox, and you have income that's increasing over the years, that's a true income plan, and that's a true way to take worry out of living in retirement. In short, we're going to help you take all the guesswork out of the financial and retirement planning process. If you're one of the next 20 callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, this is a $999 value at least. We're giving away at no cost or obligation. Call right now.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today, finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Well, when we come back, we're going to press the fast forward button in the financial world. We're going to bring Parker in, and he's going to talk about a $1 million case study.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 11:30. Good morning. I'm Steve Burns. The investigation starting up into what led to a collision between an Amtrak train and freight train early this morning outside Columbia, South Carolina. Emergency officials say two people were killed, both Amtrak employees, and 116 people sent to nearby hospitals. NTSB Chairman Robert Sumwalt says the team's headed down there.
We will have a signal specialist to come in. Each of those signal boxes has a signal recorder, so we can actually download that and see what the status of the signal was displaying at the time of the crash.
Train 91 was headed from New York to Miami. Did come through D.C. yesterday, scheduled to stop sometime around 3 p.m. at Union Station. Things could get a bit slippery as you head out to Super Bowl get-togethers this afternoon. Some snow and sleets falling, all of it turning to rain by mid-afternoon from east to west. Most of the rain should be out of the area by early evening. We'll check the full WMAL Weather Channel forecast coming up. Today may be Super Bowl Sunday, but tomorrow is Super Sick Monday.
Nearly 14 million Americans will call in sick tomorrow, according to a survey by the Workforce Institute at Kronos. Numbers are actually down from a year ago, but one person behind the survey says it's still proof that the day after the Super Bowl is among the biggest days in America for calling out of work. 25% of respondents say the day after the big game should be considered a holiday. Over the years of the survey, 1 in 5 Americans say they have called in sick the Monday after the Super Bowl. The most common excuses, fever, sore throat, and headache. And with an already devastating flu season underway, some calling in sick tomorrow will likely actually be under the weather. I'm Joe Ramsey.
And a roller coaster at King's Dominion in Virginia is getting a new name. Rebel Yell had been named after the battle cry of Confederate soldiers. Its new name, Racer 75. The twin-tracked wooden coaster opened with the park back in 1975. Park officials say the new name is part of a larger revitalization of the coaster. At 11:32, we go back to Steve Greenfield in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On this Super Bowl Sunday, we have delays eastbound East Capitol Street between 17th and 19th Street. Again, northbound North Capitol Street from New York Avenue to Rhode Island Avenue. At single-digit speeds, westbound New York Avenue, 17th to 18th Streets. Keep in mind, in Northwest, crews are working along Constitution Avenue at 15th Street. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some snow, some sleet, some rain coming down. Turning into just rain by mid-afternoon for all of us, then drying out this evening, highs around 40. Clearing out tonight down to the 20s, tomorrow looking sunny in the mid-30s. Tuesday, partly cloudy, mid-40s. Right now, 33 in Warrenton, 37 in La Plata. We're at 33 right here in D.C. I'm Steve Burns on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed on this program are not the views of 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
We see it on the news every night. Many financial experts are agreeing that the markets are overdue for a quote-unquote correction. Now, when we hear this word correction, it sounds pretty harmless, doesn't it? Well, to be honest, it's about as harmless as when geologists say that an area is overdue for a, let me use those quotes again, seismic shift. Now, in plain English, that means earthquake, and that correction that the markets are overdue for, well, no one actually knows what that means until it happens. That's why, whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or let's just be real, maybe you haven't even thought about it, now's the time to get protection from that market volatility. Give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Well, this is one of the I love doing this, and we don't do it every week, but we do it every now and then, sort of like Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy. Parker Holland appears, and he's got a great case study for us. But, you know, Thomas, before we even start this, Steve, you know the financial news guy, Steve knows this too. What do? You roll the tape.
That's right.
If I had $1 million, I'd be rich.
That's
right.
The group, the Bare Naked Ladies. I have no idea what that means with the song, but it's $1 million. We do $1 million case. They have at least $1 million in this case study, yep. Hypothetical case study, but true numbers and true results. Parker, what do you have for us today?
So what I have today is a gentleman and his wife. They have a little bit of an age difference. He's 64. She's 56. Now, I don't know if it was her plan or his plan, but he's retiring at age 70. So what we're looking at for that is they have $1.7 million in their retirement accounts. all of this in their IRAs and 401ks. And their goal is at age 70, they just want their standard of living to stay the same. Their take-home income is roughly $120,000. They just want that number to continue to and through retirement. So most advisors, they don't like hitting income that high because it's a 5% payout. And Wall Street always says, take 4%, don't outlive your money. Well, here we need 5% to make the numbers work. So to make that work, we just need to put a foundation under them and protect them against loss and make sure that no matter what the market's doing, they have that green flag on their mailbox going up.
So the foundation against loss is called, I like to talk about the Advance and Protect strategy, right?
Yeah, Advance and Protect. That's the best thing here. Marty started it. It just sticks.
Now, you mentioned the Wall Street myth, and the Wall Street myth is they say that you can take, if you have your money at risk in all stocks, if you have a balance, you can take 4% of that balance and you have about a 91% chance of not outliving your retirement, but a 9% chance of not having any money left when you need it the most.
Exactly.
You've taken it and you've increased the amount that they could get out of that 1.7, 5% per year with no chance of ever outliving their money. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. No chance of ever outliving. So what we did is, hey, at age 70, what's the number we can get to make it work? And no questions asked, we got $121,000 at age 70 coming out of a $1.7 million portfolio, and it continued all the way through age 121.
All right, so Ed, if they live to age 121, how much would they have taken out?
What they would have taken out at that time would have been roughly $3.1 million out of a $1.7 million investment, and they still have $2.4 left for their heirs.
Incredible.
So they have more than they started with at the end. And that's what we call a spend and leave plan.
Exactly.
So they've spent a lot of money. They've enjoyed a great retirement. They've got extra money if they needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they pass away, their children, grandchildren, whoever's still living, will get 2.4. They
exactly.
only started with 1.7 million.
And the beauty of this is that income continues to increase. Inflation protections on it, that 120 continues to grow, and it gets up closer to 153,000 just over the first 20 years.
That's a lot of money.
It is a lot of money coming out. And they just came in. They're happy. They met with multiple other advisors, and no one can make that number work conservatively. It's because they don't have the whole toolbox like we do here, Coach.
So when you're looking at 50 years of retirement, which that's where you're looking at, you're anticipating that they could live to age 121. That's 51 years if he retires at age 70.
And he said he wasn't going to make it that long, but we wanted to make sure the wife did.
Yeah. So
I love it.
So you take 121. You said that the 121,000 would increase over the years. But
exactly.
Just that 121,000, if you multiply that times 51 years, they'd have 6.17 million that they've taken out of the plan.
Exactly. And with this going through, just at age 93, with that inflation, cost of living, we didn't take into account Social Security, any existing pensions, and we didn't take into account any of future savings as well, and the numbers still work.
So this is just on their lump sum of 1.7. They also had other money.
Exactly.
What you're saying. Okay, good. Well, how'd they feel about that?
They felt very happy, and they became clients the same day.
Steve, what do you think? I mean, that makes a lot of sense when you think about it.
Yeah,
you're starting
fantastic.
At 1.7 million, and which is a lot of money, by the
right.
way.
Oh, yeah.
And Wall Street says you could take, what was 4% of 1.7 million?
4% of 1.7 million would have been roughly right around 93, 95,000.
So Wall Street said that you could get 93,000 and you had about a 90% chance of not having problems in the future,
mm-hmm.
but you had a 10% chance of having problems. And there was no guarantee of increasing income in that, and it was no Advance or Protect, correct?
True. And that was 4% based on at age 70 would have been around 93. But actually, if they started that the same day and they never had any market growth, they would only got 68,000 out of that portfolio.
I took a class in high school called Myths and Legends, and it was about the mythical figures in the past. And I don't know where Wall Street gets away with telling people that they have the proper retirement plan then. Wall Street does a good job of getting people to retirement.
Hmm.
It's up to you out there listening to get your very own retirement plan. Now, we're not disparaging at all Wall Street because we utilize money managers for folks once we get their core, the core money that they need to take them all the way through retirement in a protected fashion. We take the extra money and we put it in an Explorer account. You picture the Earth and a moon. And there's some other planets. Dad will get mad at me because he's an astronomer. There's other planets that have a lot more than one moon. So you can have a bunch of different moons, but the Earth is the most important part.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you got to have the protected money that you can never outlive. And then the risk money could be the little moons. But, of course, if we lost our moon, we'd be in a lot of trouble because the tides would go out of whack, right? So we need our moons. So, again, it's a proper diversification method, having the right amount of money in the right amount of places like we talked about earlier. My daughter had a whole bunch of chocolate chips in a bowl, but it didn't make chocolate chip cookies until she added the flour and the water and the milk, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Butter, I think, too. I like mine with butter myself.
And that's the biggest concern. when clients come in and they have these other advisors, or they're just for the first time meeting with multiple planners, and they're all showing all these buckets, not a single one I've met with yet has a core foundation of their plan.
You know, the most important word, Steve, when we're talking about a financial plan or a retirement plan, when people are looking at this, and I know there are a lot of planners out there, there's dime a dozen. We're everywhere, right?
Right,
but
absolutely.
But this isn't everywhere, or someone who's not going to tell you this is everywhere. Look down at the projection you're getting. Number one, if it's a projection, it's not true. It's not guaranteed. But if it says this word, it begins with an H, hypothetical. Hypothetical does not work too good when we're talking about retirement planning. I don't want anything hypothetical. I want guarantees. And that's why we have to leave the Wall Street. We have to make a right off Wall Street and get over to the safe road to make sure we have the advance and protect strategy in place. Nothing wrong with Wall Street, but we shouldn't have all of our cars parked on the Wall Street side.
Yeah, I do a lot of reading, coaching, and nobody does what you guys do and do it as well as you do. There's just no question about that.
But not a day goes by or a week goes by where someone says, well, I talked to my broker and he said he could do that.
After the fact.
And where were they when you initially asked for it?
But number one, he probably can't do that. Yeah. Not with the tools available to him, because we're independent. We can go find what we need and we put it all together. Again, when we put people in risk accounts, and only after we get the core where they can't lose money, we point out with a highlighter all the different things that are caveats that could change their risk side in a not favorable direction. And there's no magic 12% mutual fund every single year out there, folks. If there was, we'd all have one. But if you're taking risk, you could lose that money. If you're trying to get a bigger gain, you could lose that money. You have to know that. You have to be an adult about it to realize that if someone's telling you something and it's not backed up in ironclad writing, then it might not work like it should. What Parker says, and we sure wouldn't put it on the radio, what Parker said is backed up by guaranteed contracts in writing, with no hypothetical word added on.
Guaranteed 5% paid out for as long as both of them are alive, 100% legacy protection to the kids.
Now, that to me is important. And folks, if you'd like to be retirement ready, this is what we call being retirement ready. They are retirement ready now, even though he's going to work to 70 because probably the wife wants
to
do
more money. Well, he might not do it now. I might have caused a problem, but they argue outside the building, I'm fine with it.
But being retirement ready is the most important thing. And there's three main words when we talk about retirement ready: diversification, minimizing fees or eliminating fees, and income. That means you're retirement ready. And we'll build a plan. If you're one of the next 20 callers, we'll do a plan like this for you. So keep in mind, in order for our plans to work, we have to have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, and our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million. But if you're one of the next 20 callers who have that money put aside and want a true plan, put it side by side with your current plan, folks. Go look around and see if you can find anything better. I haven't found anything better, or we'd have it here, because we're totally independent. We find what you're looking for. We go out and find it for you. We put it together in a plan, and now it's a total confidence plan. We call it being retirement ready. So if you're one of the next 20 callers who have at least $200,000 saved for retirement, we'll do it for you. We'll do an income plan. We'll do a spend and leave plan. We'll also do the advance and protect strategy worked into a core and explore. These are all big words for your retirement plans. Very important for you guys. Give us a call right now. If you're one of the next 20 callers, we'll do it at no fee, no obligation. This is at least $1,000 value, but it could be $1 million positive step in the right direction for lifetime income for the rest of your life. Very important.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you do need to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, and we can translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anyone out there listening right now, that number to call, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. And you will receive, when you call in, a complimentary, comprehensive financial review showing you not only where you are now, but really most important, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. So in short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call now, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
When we come back, we're going to talk about the six potential risks that retirees may face in retirement. And I guarantee you, there's a couple of them you haven't thought about.
Many folks may not be aware, but you have considerable flexibility for when you begin receiving your Social Security benefits. The full retirement age, i.e. the age at which full retirement benefits are payable, depends upon when you were born.
you may begin receiving benefits as early as age 62. Though your benefits will be reduced at a rate of about 0.5% for each month you begin taking Social Security before your full retirement age. You may choose to delay receiving benefits until after attaining your full retirement age, in which case your benefits are scheduled to increase by 8% annually. This increase under current law will be automatically added each month from the moment you reach full retirement age until you start taking benefits or reach age 70, the age at which these delayed retirement credits stop accruing. An added bonus is that your benefit also will increase by any cost of living adjustments applied to benefit payment levels during that time. If you plan on continuing to work, you may still receive the full benefit for which you are eligible. However, your benefits will be reduced if your earnings exceed certain limits. As you can see, the decision of when to begin taking Social Security is a critical one, unique to your situation, and should be taken with the counsel of a competent financial advisor.
You hear that? That's me, enjoying my retirement. Taking my grandson around America to see a baseball game in every park. Sitting in the best seats and watching him smile. Now that's what it's all about. How am I able to have this great adventure? Years ago, I rolled over my IRA with the help of a local, trusted advisor. Safe, secure, trusted. They helped me turn my retirement worries into retirement rewards.
To get your copy of our 401k survival guide, folks, all you have to do, give us a call, 800-664-7505, and we will get a copy of the 401k survival guide in your hands, folks. This is hot off the press, vital to getting through the financial red zone. 800-664-7505. That's 800-664-7505. Welcome back into the Financial Safari. I'm consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb here in studio again alongside Coach Pete DeRuta. He is just coming off another win, winning another award for another movie that you've actually been able to do with the Rudy from the movie Rudy. Excited about that. Also in studio with us is Steve Siddall. He is our Safe Money correspondent. And we also have Marty Hensley. I have to say it twice because he's a little tall, folks. I got to make sure he hears me way up there, 7 feet tall almost. He is our retirement and wealth strategist. You might be asking, where does the height come into play? He is a former UNC basketball star. That is Marty Hensley. Welcome in, guys.
Star's a stretch.
We look at the financial world, and it's a confusing place. Steve, it is.
No question about it. I learn every day. There's so much to learn.
I mean, you've been a news guy forever, right?
Forever, yes. Yeah.
When you had the UPI machine, the AP machine, all the stories come across all the time.
Every day.
I read stories every single day about financial advisors taking advantage of their clients. It's amazing how many of them I see every single day.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of them involve investments that are unregulated, which is very, very difficult for people to distinguish between regulated and unregulated. If someone's selling you something, they're going to make it sound like the best thing since sliced bread. That's what my teachers used to say.
Right.
You ever heard that? The best thing is sliced bread. And a lot of it revolves around real estate investments or investing in different projects or things that aren't regulated by the agencies, by FINRA and those kind of places. Marty, we see it all the time. Real estate, big one, where people are investing in promised returns until the real estate doesn't return like it should. We don't want our retirement money going in there.
One of the places that we do not want is, especially with retirement money, is looking at a fluctuating investment, like as volatile as real estate can be.
Yeah, real estate is volatile. And then if you get into real estate investment trust called REITs that are non-traded REITs, that means there's no market for them. That means you're giving somebody money to invest in real estate that may never come out anywhere.
Wow.
So you may never be able to sell it, in other words. So supposedly, it's sold on a return. So it's a return on your investment, like you're investing in a drugstore and supposedly the drugstore will pay rent, and then you'll get a share in that rent because you're an owner, and that's a real estate investment trust. But what if the tenant moves out?
Exactly. And you
There's
have
no money coming in.
Yeah, exactly.
You have the unpredictability of retirement income.
And it's untraded, which means you can't sell it. You're trapped with it. You know, so it's the reverse Hotel California. You've got it. It'll never leave your pocket. It's never going anywhere. It's not worth anything.
And what sticks out to me as a consumer is that I really am relying on the advice from an advisor, you know, as to what I should invest in.
Another thing I see is advisors will put your money in their accounts at their office, and then they need money for a new car, let's say, and they use your money for a new car. That happens a lot, too.
Yeah, and then I read about them in the newspaper. paper cuts are in trouble.
Well, you need to make sure that the advisor is putting the money into a custodial account. That means they can't touch it. Like when you go to see an attorney and you put it in escrow, the money for your accounts. And we don't want to just throw all financial advisors under the bus. Let's throw an attorney or two under the bus. Every now and then, an attorney won't put the money in escrow, put it in the law firm's account, and then spend it. We hear that, too. I see those kind of stories.
Wow.
The number one thing is you need to get the proper plan. You need to make sure you're dealing with a team of fiduciaries. That's what we have here on staff. We have three fiduciaries. That's a term that no one knows what that means.
Oh, no, it's true. Yeah.
It means that we are, by law, required to put your needs ahead of our needs. And we should explain every single thing you're doing and why. Marty, we meet with people every week. When they come in, you look at what they have. Maybe they have a nice leather portfolio with hundreds of pages in there, and you start looking at it. They've never looked at it before, by the way. It's the pages still stuck together, you know, that kind of thing. And you ask them why, you get a blank stare. Why did you do this, or why is your money here, or what did your advisor tell you? What kind of answers do you get?
I met a prospect last week that paid a gentleman $4,000 for a financial plan, and I looked at him and I said, it looks like you just paid $4,000 for a nice leather-bound notebook.
Yeah. Wow.
So,
wow.
You know, you can get a nice leather notebook for $100.
Exactly.
But you know, nice leather, you can even have your initials put on it probably for $100. But it's still not going to pay your retirement.
Exactly.
And so there are a lot of these around here, man. It's all sorts of – it's sort of like when you buy a car and you start – when you're driving down the road, you start seeing all those cars everywhere. Once we've seen a bad financial plan, we see a lot of bad financial plans, and they're usually identifiable a lot of times by a fancy notebook they're in.
Yeah, we just appreciate so much the folks reaching out to us and let us give them a second opinion to find if it's a good plan or not.
Now, in baseball, if there's a runner on first, usually that's when it happens. There's a runner on first and there's less than two outs in the inning, like one out. And the batter comes up and he grounds to second. The second baseman gets the ball, steps on second, throws to first. What do they call that?
Double play.
A double play. Well, this week we have a double play of case studies. Roll the tape.
If I had $1 million, I'd be rich.
I grew up, I was one of three brothers. I was the oldest, so I was the referee a lot of times for the other two. And so Marty heard that Parker was giving a case study. So guess what Marty wanted to do?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, so Marty's got a case study here on $1 million example.
Yeah, I had a gentleman come in, age 70, had done a very diligent job at saving for retirement, had $1.2 million. And his income need from that, in addition to Social Security and some other income needs, he needed $50,000 a year from that $1.2 million. We ran out an illustration using past performance, using the actual returns on the account for him. At age 85, he had taken out $750,000 as income from the 1.2, and his account balance was $1,620,000. And he did that without ever having 1 year of having his principal at risk.
That is incredible.
So it's an advance and protect strategy because his money's going forward and it's protected. He has the core and explore because he's got money protected. Again, the core. This is a term I use a lot, Steve, but when people come in, Marty and Parker tell me they have to explain this to folks because their brokers aren't telling them about the core part.
No, of course.
It's a lot easier to sell the Explorer when you say, oh, you could get 20 or 30% in this account. And then they forget to say you could lose 50 or 60% in this account. We don't want people losing money when it's their retirement money. And so this example, Marty, they started with 1.2. They've taken out $750,000 over how many years?
15 years.
15 years, and they still have 1.6 left.
Over 1.6 million.
1.6 million. So that's what we call a spend and leave plan. That is going to go on. That money's left. They're spending. They're having a comfortable retirement. They can get more if they want, too, right?
His three children were sitting on the appointment with us, and when they saw the 1.6 million that was left as a death benefit or legacy to the kids, they were very much happy with that plan.
Well, you know, the main reason why, folks, and if you're listening, you know this because I feel this too. The main reason why you don't spend the money you need to spend for your retirement is because you're worried about the kids getting some money left over or grandkids.
See, that's because, where I'm at right now. Now I'm 60. I've got seven grandkids. Yep. That's what I want to do. I want to take care of them.
You know, you and the grandkids both have a common enemy usually. Your kids, their father and mother. So that's right. So, but the grandkids are more important than anything.
Right.
And so in this case, people don't have to go without. They can have a great retirement, and they know when they pass away or whenever, they've got money to give the kids, grandkids,
or
whatever they want to give, charities, churches, whatever.
Yeah, that legacy was very important to him, and he saw that $1.6 million off of a $1.2 million investment with $750,000 in his pocket. He decided that was made a lot of sense to move forward.
When we talk about retirement, there's six big risks, and the plans that we generate, we have a checklist, and we check off each of the risks that we cover. One was longevity risk. It doesn't matter how long they live, they're going to keep getting income. So we've taken the longevity out of the equation. They can live as long as they want. Therefore, they don't have to die.
Exactly.
Right? Inflation risk. You've got increasing income built in so that if things get more expensive, they got money for that because they started with 1.2. They've taken money out, and now their balance is 1.6 million. So they've got money to combat inflation. The risk of losing money and investment risk, you eliminate that completely. They're not going to lose money in this plan.
They did that without 1 year having any principal at risk.
Which also eliminates this other risk, sequence of returns. So let's say you start taking money out of a stock account and then the market goes down like crazy. You've got less money in there. You still have to take out the same amount of money. You're never going to return that money back into the shape it used to be. So you can eliminate that if you have a safe plan like you're talking about there.
Yep.
Cognitive decline. If they start going down in mental or whatever kind of ability, it doesn't matter because they don't have to manage the stock market anymore. You've got an automatic return income plan built for them. They don't have to worry about it anymore. It's set it and forget it. It's a green flag on a mailbox.
Yep, that's exactly right. We talk about it on the show all the time. We do not want to get up and watch CNBC each day to be sure that our retirement income is there.
And I talk about this in the Little Green Book of Life. I'm going to talk about this on a coming show. But, folks, if you are one of the next 30 callers as we leave for the week and you want to have one of these examples done for you, which, why not? No cost, no obligation. We could charge thousands of dollars for this because we're helping you in your lifetime make millions more than you could if you had money in the wrong places many times. So if you're one of the next 30 callers, we will do at absolutely no obligation or cost a financial and retirement income plan. It's a one-page sheet that shows you all this backed up by a tremendous amount of pages, but we make it very easy to understand. And what we will do for you is we'll take the mystery out of the financial and retirement planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. Like that's what you started with the folks. You showed them where they are. And then you did a fee report to help them untangle what they were paying their current broker or advisor. And you eliminated a lot of that and got them in a place that was a lot more comfortable for them, even more tax-friendly environment many times. We'll do that as well, folks. But the most important part, what Marty was just talking about, we will run a customized income plan just for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. And folks, if you do this, believe me, we've seen this over 25 years for me and 24 for Marty. You take the worry out of living in retirement. And that's what retirement's all about, Steve. I mean, you're 60, you're thinking about retirement.
Yeah.
You don't want to worry about what the money's
not at
doing.
All.
You want your money to do the worrying and give you a check every single
year. That's right.
So we want to take the worry out of living. In short, we'll take the guesswork and the worry out of financial and retirement planning. If you're one of the next 30 callers, keep in mind, folks, as you've seen with some of these examples, our strategies do work best for those of you with over $1 million, but we can build the plans for as little as $200,000. So if you meet that criteria, give us a call for a no risk, no conflict, totally fiduciary plan.
Our goal here at the show is to help you make the best decision. That's why we want to give our listeners the opportunity to review their individual plans for retirement at no cost or obligation. Folks, that number, 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505. This is a great opportunity to help you determine how much risk you're taking, if there are any red flags that could be potential problems for you into the future, as well as how much you're paying in fees or commissions. Now, we also want to look at your potential tax liability and something that we've touched on the show today. Finding security in a lifetime retirement income plan that includes maximizing your Social Security benefits, an often overlooked avenue. Now, if you want to take advantage of that complimentary review, pick up the phone, give us a call at 800-664-7505. Again, that's 800-664-7505.
Well, fast-moving show. I want to thank Parker Holland. I want to thank Marty Hensley, Steve Siddall, and Thomas. And folks, we will join you next week right here, same time, same station, Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.
I appreciate your putting the straightforward truth out there.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Me too.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little, but as you grew up, things changed.
Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today. So it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk.